And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8666.
But Republican and Democrats alike are not in agreement on immigration.
No, I don't think Republicans and Democrats are in agreement on immigration, but I don't think you're going to find an issue with more bipartisan support than the current immigration debate in Washington. Of course, today we had the boycotts and so forth, which are... play very heavily into the minds of the lawmakers.
Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on today's demonstrations. Were you gratified to see so many of the people out in the streets with American flags this time?
Well, look at it, Phil. Again, I am not against liberalizing the immigration policy. I'm speaking as a conservative and as a Republican. But I think you need to understand that there is a certain amount. There is an intangible that we're going to be missing in this country if we grant legal status to illegal immigrants that are here already. Now, what do I mean by that? Let me explain. It is an intangible on a sociologic level, and I'm a viewer and a reviewer of the political process in our country. I'm not much of a psychologist or sociologist, but when it comes to these kinds of things, I think it's fairly evident that the illegal immigrant afforded the rest of us an opportunity of releasing stress and releasing a level of tension that otherwise might explode into who knows what, into antisocial behavior, into...
Well, can you explain that for me?
Sure. I'd love to. What I'm saying is when you had millions of immigrants in this country from Mexico, Central America, and so forth with illegal status, and I want to say this, and I want to preface it because I know that there's so many people on the other side of the aisle, as we like to say, who are going to, you know, point the finger at me and say, aha, xenophobe, racist, this has got nothing to do with it. What I'm saying is Democrat and Republican and independent alike in this country enjoyed an ability to be able to use the illegal immigrant labor service and not have to be, and I'll just put it in plain English, not have to be as PC as you might otherwise have to be with a legal immigrant or a legal American resident. Now, let me explain. You go into a restaurant, and these days... Even someone serving you food is an individual that you almost have to address as if they're royalty. And I think you know what I'm talking about, Phil. With the illegal immigrant, whether you had him working in service sectors, whether you had him working as a day laborer, what have you, you didn't have to...
What are you saying? You didn't have to step so... carefully?
Well, look, I'm going to put it in plain English. If you're having a very bad day and it slips out when you look at a young Mexican that you know is an illegal and you say, boy, get me a glass of water, hey you, you're not going to be sued by the ACLU and have the National Organization of Women on you. So what we're saying, you could hire these people to clean your home. You could hire them to work in a restaurant. You could tell them what to do. And release a certain level of tension by, all right, calling them boy or saying, hey, you, or hey, get that Mexican over here. This is ingrained in the American psyche. It's not something I like. It's not something I appreciate.
Well, are you saying that with legal status comes the need to address these people with a little bit more respect?
Yes, absolutely. Is that a good thing? I suppose it is. Will it affect Americans that they won't be able to look at a Mexican busboy, let's say, and say, hey, Mexican, get me a glass of water? I think it may. I have to look at both sides because I am a political viewer and reviewer as well as an individual who looks at sociology. Now, you can read all of the columns, Limbaugh, Calder, whoever, but I'm telling you right now,
Let me ask you a question. Is this just an issue of... So you're in favor of legal status?
Absolutely.
You're just saying that once they become legal, the days of being able to talk to them any way you wanted to... Well, what about just average respect for a person?
Look, Phil, it's not... Res- you're giving them respect by letting them work here. And you are giving them, look at, average respect comes when you're a citizen of the United States. When you are not a citizen of the United States of America, you forego any claim to resident protection. Now, if you're an illegal immigrant from Mexico, and you're here illegally, but I'm paying you, I think you better get used to me saying, and I wouldn't say this, but I know a couple of men, two of my very best friends are owners of sizable farms and some cattle ranching in Central California. Get that spick. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's hateful.
No, it's not hateful so much as it is an ability that you won't have.
And why would a man want to have the freedom, though, to say, hey, go get that spick?
I don't know. I do know it's a tension release. I do know it is sociologically an ability to be able to say, I told you to have those spicks down here fixing this fence or whatever. I know it sounds hateful, Phil, but it's a way for a man to release tension. When you're paying a guy, even an illegal, he's a member of the United Farm Workers.
So this is a matter of tension release. It's a matter of stress release. It's a matter of being able to cope with the ever-liberalizing trends of this country by being able to sort of, what, ensconce yourself back in the more Neanderthal attitudes?
Well, it's not an attitude. It's just a way of speaking. Now, I can tell you, Phil.
Let me give our number out because this is a good time to do it. I'm talking with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, and I'm hearing a copying machine. I know you're working tonight over at Culver Print, right?
We are, Phil. We've got a large party. As a matter of fact, speaking of people from south of the border, we've got a large party of Hispanics in. There's a wedding or some kind of thing. So I'm trying to get the invitations out, trying to make them happy and talk to you. But I'm very grateful to be afforded the opportunity to talk about this.
All right. Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Grover has come out in favor of immigration reform, in favor of legal status for illegal immigrants. I agree with you, Larry, by the way. And I think that what Americans are most concerned about is not so much the status of folks living here. It's that will the borders now be open? But you're talking about the downside of legal status for immigrants living here. We won't be able to talk to them in an abusive way.
Well, you call it abusive. I simply call it a manner of speaking that is a throwback to the days when we said, hey, look, you, get me something to drink. I don't have to address you as sir. I don't have to check your papers. I don't have to make sure that your royal breeding doesn't prohibit me from asking for a glass of water. All of the things that are PC, we had an ability to retreat from that world briefly. We had an ability to find a haven from the PC maniacs and the constant assault. Just say, well, look, this is an illegal immigrant working here at, let's say, whatever it may be, a fast food restaurant, whether it's a Taco Bell or so forth. I'd like that spick to get me some water.
And would you talk that way?
I beg your pardon?
Would you say that?
If I went to Taco Bell, if it...
Yeah, would you say, hey, I'd like that spick to go get me water?
No, I don't think I would, Phil. I think it depends on the kind of day you're having. I think it depends on the kind of... But all of that's going to be out the window once these people are given legal status.
Well, you're not against legal status, so I guess you're accepting that that day is coming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just telling you, and I'm telling your listeners, that there will be a price to pay. Because when you don't have the stress release of being able to say, you and all of your Mexican friends get out of my parking lot, or whatever you want to say, where is a shop owner, where does a ranch owner, where does a ranch hand, where does a cowboy or a caballero or whoever works the ranches or the bunkhouse people, where do they release that stress? And I can tell you, when it comes to ranches, you mention ranch and bunkhouse in the same sentence, and then you mention stress release, and now you're going to have every homophobe from here to Cheyenne, Wyoming, because of the film, you know, this Bunkhouse Mountain.
You mean Brokeback?
Brokeback Mountain, but that's not the point. The point that I'm making here is...
Tell me, I want to ask you...
The point I'm making here is that there won't be that stress release.
No, I want to ask you about this... this in practice.
Well, let me give you an idea. I a couple of years ago, I used to pick up I borrowed my uncle's truck. I would go down here to the Costco parking lot, and I'd find a bunch of illegal day workers, and I would load them into the truck and say, I got work for you. And what I would do, and I would do, please understand, Phil, I did this after a particularly stressful day. I also did this after my marriage fell apart, so I was in a great deal of pain. I needed to release some stress, so I would get a group of these illegal day workers, get them in the back of my uncle's truck, say, I got day work for you. Drive them slowly, and I'd go down here to the federal building in Pasadena where the Immigration and Naturalization Service is headquartered, and they could see it. They may not speak English, but they know what INS means. And I would drive slowly by, and you'd hear them chattering away, and one guy tried to jump out. See,
that's scaring them. You know,
hey, look, in scaring them? After coming across the border with the coyotes and this nonsense, that's scaring them? No.
Well, would you give them work after that?
Well, no, because I didn't have...
So you just got to... You were wasting a bunch of guys' time.
Well, again, Phil, those guys are going to work. They're not going to have a hard time finding jobs. My wife walked out on me with my four children because I was more concerned with the future of this country in the hands of Bill Clinton than I was having sex with her and her friend or, you know, this whatever... I don't want to get into anything personal, but we had a problem, you know, and it had more to do with the time I was spending with her than I was with trying to get this country rid of a man by the name of Bill Clinton, who thought it was perfectly appropriate to have some girl, excuse me, in the Oval Office, and not a girl that any of us would necessarily want to have. In that situation, but nonetheless, Clinton defamed every man by saying, this is what a beautiful woman is, and he brought this thing in. My point is...
I got to take a break here, Larry, okay?
All right, that's good enough.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Larry started out by saying that there's not an issue probably with more bipartisan support than the immigration reform and perhaps the legal status of immigrants. But what are we trading off when immigrants become legal and they are no longer illegal, and that is they are no longer people that you have to, he says, respect in the traditional way, because you can always say INS is going to come. So you can call them boy, you might even use a racial epithet, order them around, or even have fun at their expense, because what are they going to do? You can go to immigration. Now, that's going to be gone once illegal immigrants in this country have legal status. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to be on the line here in a moment with some callers. We've got Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County. You're in the middle of working tonight, I know, Larry, over at the Culver Print, getting things.
Well, we got a wedding, and I just got told we got a baptism. But again, see, all of the customers we have here tonight are Hispanic. A lot of the Mexicans will come in here and have their wedding invitations printed up and this kind of deal. But, again, I just want to say, I am not against making immigrants legal. I just think you're going to be losing something, and that is the ability to be able to... My goodness, Phil, is it so bad to be able to say to an illegal immigrant when you know that the guy is... What's he going to do, turn you into the PC police? Hey, boy, or hey, you Mexican...
But it sounds like gratuitous abuse.
No, it's not gratuitous abuse. It's there's no disrespect. It's being able to utter the words, to simply utter the words. You can't say it anymore. But now, with legal residence right out the window. Look, if Africans, not Mexicans, but Africans, were the people that were coming into this country... And you said, well, they're all going to be made legal because of their work. And I'd say, great, but I'll never be able again to say, hey, you Zulu, something like that. And I know it sounds silly, but in the same breath, I would say there are sociologic reasons for this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I was just wanted to make comment to what you said earlier about relieving your stress.
Yeah.
You know, driving by the NIC or NIS building slowly, knowing good and well you weren't going to give them a job, there's other ways of relieving stress. You know, I sympathize with you about your, you know, going through the divorce, what have you. I'm going through a divorce myself.
Thank you.
But still, you know, to say, well, that's relieve stress, you can go to the gym. You can take a walk on the beach. You can go to the park.
Let me comment on that, Robert. I think traditionally those would be stress relievers. But if you look around you in America today, a real stress reliever is being able to do something or say something you haven't been able to do or say for a long time. When's the last time you wanted to walk up to your boss and say, hey, you know, F it, you know, this kind of deal? Well, you can't do it, can you? You get fired.
I agree.
But imagine if it was okay to do that, and then they suddenly took that away from you. And so is the case with our immigrant friends, and I support legal status for these people. Please understand. But I'm no longer going to be able to say I want all of these Mexicans off of my property. Just let's say I didn't care.
But it's like, Larry, what I can't understand, do you want the freedom to be able to talk like a racist even though you're not one?
I don't even think it's talking like a racist. It's just being able, it's a throwback. It's a, in other words, like I said, Robert, to another caller, it's a way to retreat from the PC police where I can say, hey, guess what? I can call that guy a spick, and no one can do anything about it.
I still, well, the way it looks still, it's a scapegoat.
I'm getting your wedding invitation out. Just back off, will you? I'm sorry, I have a couple of customers. Go ahead.
I was saying it's just a form, it's a way of an excuse to, like you said, to express yourself. You can express yourself without being rude. I mean, they're still human beings.
Absolutely.
My family is from Jamaica, okay? My mom came here in 68. He legally had me in 70. But you know what? My mom got a job. She was a janitor. You know what? She took the test to become a legal citizen.
God bless her.
She's been here ever since.
God bless her.
You know what I'd
say? Let's say that a bunch of white folks had gone to Jamaica to be workers. Let's say they were working in the plantations and so forth, and the white people demanded, let's become citizens. You'd never be able to say, hey, you, Ofe. You, cracker, you know?
No, but see, it's different. You know why? Because, you know, but in my opinion, you know, being Caucasian, to everyone else's eyes, is the dominant species, the dominant race, and that's not how it should be. So I wouldn't even think it would be like that.
You know as well as I do, white people are a decided minority on the planet Earth. Everybody's the blood is mixed together so much, everyone's got a, you know, you look at everyone, they got that cocoa mix look, you know, so...
All right, I got to run along. Robert, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Yeah, I was just calling because I think that they should all be made citizens. I think it's a bunch of crap that we should kick them out of our country. I think that
I agree with you. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, remember what we're going to be losing in the process.
What are we going to be losing?
See, they're all legal, and they are all citizens, and that's good. But what we'll be losing is the ability to release stress by walking up to a Mexican and saying, hey, you, Beaner, go pick up that bag, or what have you.
Well, it sounds like the freedom to want to abuse a man, and I...
Well, no, it isn't, Phil. It really isn't. It's just being able to speak the way you want to.
Well, then we're going back to the 60s when we used to call the blacks the N-word.
Well, no,
and
no,
how
no.
is that any different?
Well, no, it would
we're
be,
going through the same thing, and we're 30 years later.
No,
that's
it would be different. It would be different because the black people then were already citizens, and they were being treated badly. That's wrong. This is different because the Mexicans now here are not citizens, and so technically it's all right to say to one, hey, you wet? You come up wet? Well, how about get me a glass of water if you know so much about wet? Just these moments where you can retreat from the PC attitude.
Good God, it sounds to me like if I was sitting in a restaurant and I heard you talk that way to a guy, I might have a problem with that.
Well, you're a white man, right?
Yeah.
Well, then what are you going to have a problem with it?
I would have a problem with it. I'm white. It's just morally wrong to go up to a person and say, hey, spick. That's just morally wrong. What happens if a black guy or a spick came up to you and said, hey, cracker, go
get
that coffee?
If I wasn't a citizen, what am I going to do about it?
That's just not a good way to talk to people.
All right. Well, Tell you what, Aaron, hold the line for me, all right? We'll be right back to you. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. As we talk about legal status is good, but we will no longer be able to call them the S word. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The last broadcast of the Phil Hendry Show, the show too big for terrestrial radio, will be on June 23rd. So start downloading, start bootlegging, whatever you want, by going to www.philhendryshow.com and getting yourself a backstage pass and for $6.95, and you can download and bootleg all the crap you want. All right, we have on the line with us here Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County about the legal status of aliens already in the country. Making them legal means that we will no longer have the stress release, the ability to relieve tension by, you call it just a good-naturedly sort of ordering them around, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Phil, for instance, we had a couple of these illegal immigrants working in my mother's home. We were putting in some new windows. And I said to them, if you need to use the bathroom, you're going to have to go in the weeds because I don't want you people in my house, right? Now, that sounds cruel, but I didn't mean it. Well, they began to complain. They said, what if we, and through the broken Spanish, they were talking about what if we have to go, not just, one way, but the other way. And I said, hey, you're going to have to go in the neighbor's yard. And they got upset. I said, well, what are you going to do? I can call immigration. Well, of course I'm only kidding. Come on in. You asked me, what do I get out of that? The ability to retreat from all of these touchy-feely liberals who want you to talk to everyone, even a hardened serial murderer, and call him Your Highness. If the liberals of America had their way, we would address murdering, butchering serial murderers as Your Lordship. If the liberals of America had their way, Jeffrey Dahmer never would have been killed in prison because he would have been probably ensconced in some country club where Susan Sarandon and Jane Fonda would be bringing him his meals. If the liberals of America had their way, John Wayne Gacy would have been given a state funeral, 21-gun salute, and his paintings would be hanging in the Louvre. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, come on, Larry. I mean, that is...
No, I'm telling you. Now, I don't care. I love my country, and I respect our illegal immigrants enough to make them legal. But I'm not going to be able to say, hey, check out the taco bender. Hey, look at that guy. Look at the wetback. You want to see him get wetter? Turn a hose on him. What's he going to do? You can't do it anymore.
Well, again, it sounds like abuse. 1-800...
Oh, you see, that's one of those PC words. Oh, I feel so abused. Oh, I feel so assaulted. You know, if the liberals of America had their way, calling them a liberal with a scowl on your face would be tantamount to jail rape.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
No comment, huh?
The hyperbole is a little much. Here is Aaron. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I think what you just said is a bunch of crap. Are you serious? I'm not saying that we need to talk to everyone the same way.
I'm just saying
that these people are...
What you just said, these people, for saying that phrase, these people, they'd call you Adolf Hitler. They'd say that you're a racist for saying these people, because H. Ross Perot said you people and all of your blacks, they went wild on him.
When I'm talking about these people, I'm talking about the murderers and the rapists. I'm talking about the comment that he made that we should talk to all of the murderers and rapists. Those people, I'm not saying we should talk to them nice. I'm saying that the people, the Mexicans, we should talk to them respectfully.
Exactly. I mean, Larry, why do you call...
That you don't want to do. Doing a job that none of us want to do, and you should treat them with respect. Just because they don't have their paperwork that says they're citizen, call them a spick?
They're going to be citizens. At that time, I will afford them every courtesy that I afford any other American. But now they're not citizens. They are here illegally. Let's be honest. Technically,
what makes them a citizen? They're just a piece of paper. They live here. They breathe here. They eat here. They poop here.
You have to swear in front of the. Look at why not? Why get married? You could just say you're married, right, Aaron? No, you have to have it legitimized by the society as a whole, so that the people see you standing in front of them, and you say to all of the people, "I join you." You can't just say, "Hi, I'm an American." You stand. Now, I'm in favor of that. I'm just saying, Aaron, you and I, after a tough day of work, we walk down the street, we see some guy hauling a garbage pail out, and we can't say, hey, what do you want to, hey there, Poncho, you got a light? Can't do that.
No, what? So one day after work, you go down the street and pull out a gun and shoot somebody and you're not a citizen, so I can shoot you.
Wait a minute. You just accused me of being extreme with the John Wayne Gacy example. Why would you go to that? I'm not saying shoot the man. I'm simply saying I have an opportunity before he becomes a citizen to say, hey, look at Pancho V over there. Hey, let me ask you something. What do you use to wax your mustache? You know, I can't do that.
Well, it sounds like you're nostalgic for the good old days of calling people the N-word, and those days don't exist.
No, I categorically reject that, Phil. I've never called a man the N-word.
But the S-word.
Get a spick. It's the same thing.
Well, my mother.
Why would you do that? If you want to call a black person the N-word, why would you call a Mexican a spick?
Because it's not the same way. It's not the same thing. Look,
it is the same thing. What are you talking about?
Wait, 2 wives ago, I had a Hispanic mother-in-law, and she used to say, "Yeah, I'm a spick. So what? I don't care." So we could call
the black
spick.
People in the hood call each other N-words, but when white people, they get offensive. So.
You dropped out there. I'm not sure I heard what you said, but if I can interpret, let me just say this. You go down to Mexico and you get yourself a señorita for $10 a night, great. Up here, can't do it. However, if they're illegal, you can negotiate. Now, I wouldn't do that.
All right, let's stop now. Now you're talking about purchasing women. All I'm saying, Larry, is that respect is something once given a man is returned, and even if he's not a citizen yet, he will be. And he may remember the days that he was called a spick, and he may...
Well, look at the Italians remember the days they were called Goomba and Wop and Guinea. You think they got a problem with that? No, they went on, they founded Bank of America, and they had Joe DiMaggio and everything.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for your call. Whatever that's got to do with it.
What do you mean, whatever that's got to do? What is that supposed to mean?
What has that got to do with the fact? Yeah, okay, they had to overcome. You know, there's this attitude that prejudice is the American way. If you can fight your way through the gauntlet of prejudice, then you deserve to be an American.
Absolutely.
You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Well, how long are you supposed to fight your way through it?
Well, I think traditionally in our country, a generation or two of people giving you a hard time about how big your nose is or what, you know, your oily hair. I think...
All right, and African-Americans, how is it they missed that generation or two?
Well, it's a whole different story. Those people were enslaved, and it's a terrible deal. And that's just a hell of a bad deal. But with your Mexican... Look, that guy wants to be here. The black didn't want to be. They put him in chains. The Mexican guy wants to be here. What's wrong with having him run a little bit of a gauntlet? Okay, you want to be an American citizen? Si, senor. Well, okay. How about this? Why don't you take your beaner rear end over there and empty out a couple of garbage pails? Ha, ha, ha. He knows I'm kidding.
All right. Why don't you take your beaner rear end?
Well, you know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This guy, are you just, like, retarded or what? I mean, you don't have to. I don't think that's illegal, but, I mean, why not treat him with a little bit of respect and maybe like a human being?
I do treat them like human beings. They get paid a very good... Look at the money they make here in the United States. You could go down and buy the village a new church. You could buy a new building.
I mean, they're even paying minimum wage here. What are you talking about?
The money that they make in America compared to what they could make in America, in Mexico, you can take that money they make in America, go down to their native village and buy a new bell for the chapel.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about getting off and calling racial epithets and things like that. That's just ridiculous.
It's a level of stress. Are you telling me that there wouldn't be a good level of stress release for you just to say, well, will you get a load of that taco bender and check out that beaner wagon he's driving? That wouldn't be a stress release.
No, not really, because I'm not a racial racist or anything like that.
Well, of course, neither am I. Neither am I, sir. I believe in citizenship for these people. I'm just simply saying that once we make them citizens, that's going to be gone.
All right, let's talk about this. And, Eric, thanks for your call. Once we are not able to do that, what's going to happen?
Well, I think that if you read some of the writings of Bill Anhauser or Jack Hovel, they've written extensively on our website about what happens, and in fact, Jack wrote the article, What Happens When the SPIC Leaves. And it's a terrible, I don't like the title either, but what it basically says is this. Once we are no longer allowed to speak to these people in a manner more consistent with, shall we say, bygone era, the tension builds up inside of us. We have to say please and thank you to everyone. And, of course, if Susan Sarandon had her way, Adolf Hitler would be living in a retirement home right now in Florida. Now, what do you do when I go by Adolf Hitler's villa and he's out taking a few practice swings with a driver? I want to go up and sink a 10-inch blade between his shoulders, don't I? Well, I can't because Susan Sarandon won't let me. Well, then I take that knife and I may just stick it in the nearest old lady I see. Now, I'm not saying I would do that, but that's what the liberals would have us do. But you know what, Phil? The point is, I'm glad that the Mexican immigrant in our country will be a citizen, will be legal. I look forward to that day. I just, you know, just not to be dramatic, I just, you know, I heave a sigh of, you know.
Boy, you really got this thing for Susan Sarandon, man.
When I saw a quote from her, it made me want to just spew big, fat meat chunks.
All right, 1-800-449-86. I'll find out what that quote was. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with us here on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to get my swerve on.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Unacido. You don't know what that is?
Unacido is what?
That is it. That's See, people call me a racist, but I know all of this. I spend a lot of time in Mexico. I love the Mexican people, and I want them to be... Unacido is a tab of acid. What's mota?
Mota? I don't know.
Marijuana. I know a great deal. And, but I also know that there's a tension release when I'm able to say, there's a guy over here who's a wet, or here comes another sweat. Well, I got six sweats for you, Bill, in the back of the truck. Ha, ha, ha. You know, when I took those young day laborers, I was driving around and I saw a friend of mine, Jack Cummings. What do you got? I said, I got six sweats. And we had a laugh.
And then you scared the hell out of those boys by driving by
those boys, huh? One of these guys was, he looked like he could have been Don Juan from the teachings of Don Juan. I thought maybe he was going to jump out of the truck and go look for the shaman priest.
All right, 1-800-449-86.
Come on, get serious.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Joy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi, I just want to tell you, you need to go see someone, really, and get some help. Get rid of some of that vented anger.
What do you think is a healthy way of venting stress? Is the lady there?
Joy,
yes, I'm here.
What was your question again, Larry?
I wanted to ask Joy what she thinks is a healthy way for a man to relieve stress.
Well, for you would be to go see a psychiatrist. I'm going down the road at 90 miles an hour right now trying to get somewhere, and you're making me so mad that I just want to stop and scream.
So there you are, breaking the law, and you're blaming me for that?
Excuse me? I'm
90 miles,
the law.
You show me where the speed limit is.
Are you calling me Hitler?
90 miles an hour?
Sounds to me like you think everyone that you don't agree with is Hitler.
Lady, you just
sounds
said you're going.
Like you really
just said
need to
you're
go
going 90.
Because you,
just, you
have got a lot of anger.
Ma'am, you just
you.
Said you're going 90 miles an hour. That's against the law in most in every state I know.
Oh, excuse me. I was being a little sarcastic. I'm going 55, of course.
Oh, of course. Now, see, that's a lie. You know it, and I know it. So, what are you really going? What's the real speed you're going at?
I think she.
Well, what she? You see where she dropped off?
Yeah.
She's so dumb, she decided, oh, look, there's a lake. I'll drive my car into it. Because she thought maybe her car can drive on water. I don't know. That's a woman that's so stupid. She thought, I'll take a shortcut across this ocean. And now she's dead, sinking to the bottom of the ocean because she's such a dummy. She doesn't realize her car can't drive on...
Okay, I got it. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with more from Larry Grover here on The Phil Hendry Show from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry believes that he's in favor of legal status for Mexican immigrants. He's going to miss those days where you could say, hey, I got a few sweats in the back of the truck. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I can tell you, Phil,
all right, hold on. We're back with Larry Grover. You have Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Well, Cinco de Mayo, Phil, I think is going to be the last time, because I believe that we will have legal status for our Mexican immigrants, and I'm in favor of it. I want to say that over and over and over again. But the last time you're going to have the opportunity to sort of walk through a crowd of them, not of them, but a crowd of Mexicans, in that sort of long striding, elbow swinging way, if you ever saw the film The Wild Bunch or Dusk Till Dawn, when an American could go to Mexico and have a couple of laughs without Susan Sarandon or her wife, Tim Robbins, saying, "Oh, you're having too much fun. We'd better attach electrodes to your testicles."
All right, come on.
No, I mean it. We'll be Cinco de Mayo.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Omar, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good, sir. Good.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We're fine.
Okay.
Very good, Omar. How are you? This is Larry Grover.
Well, okay. I just wanted to say that not all immigrants are from Mexico.
That's true.
Here in Florida, we have immigrants from Salvador, we have Guatemala, Nicaragua, Brazil. There's a lot of Brazilians here.
Well, I mean, Omar, I say this with the greatest of respect, but what's the difference? You know?
What's the difference? There's two different countries.
Yeah, there's no difference. Brazilian, Mexican. It's all the same.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.